proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. Again, we pick up on the Olivet Discourse in Matthew chapter 24 and return to Jesus Christ talking about the events surrounding his second coming. He issued an alert for believers, quote, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come," unquote. To emphasize the urgency of such watchfulness, the Savior employed two analogies. First, he urged Christians to look for his second coming in the way that a householder might watch for a thief. Of course, in the days before burglar alarms, the owner of a house would have no advance warning that a criminal might strike. So, he would have to remain continually alert for that possibility. Jesus Christ also warned Christians to look for his second coming in the same way that a servant would anticipate the arrival of his master. Such a servant would tend to perform his duties with diligence, lest his employer arrive suddenly and catch him slacking off. It's important here to make a distinction between that event known as the rapture and the event known as the second coming. The rapture is described in the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians and concludes that interval of time known as the church age. The second coming of Jesus Christ is detailed in the 19th chapter of Revelation. That will take place after the rapture, toward the end of the Great Tribulation. Furthermore, the rapture involves the Lord's people meeting him in the air. The second coming results in Jesus Christ's returning to the earth. The Lord further extended the master-servant metaphor to issue a further caution, a warning against sloth by his servants while waiting for him to come. Quote, "But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth," unquote. Over the course of the centuries, commentators have questioned the implication of this analogy. Is the servant in this passage an unfaithful believer or an unsaved person? Those who argue that the servant depicted an unfaithful believer might note that this term servant appeared elsewhere. For example, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, it referred only to saved people. Furthermore, they might point out, the servant in Matthew chapter 24 referred to his master as my Lord. They would argue that that term only would be used by a believer with reference to Jesus Christ, as recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. On the other hand, there are those who contend that the servant represents an unsaved person. They might argue that the Lord in that parable place the servant with the hypocrites. Furthermore, they might add, weeping and gnashing of teeth are consequences that are usually associated with the punishment of the unsaved, not with the chastisement of the disobedient. Which of those two interpretations fits better in this context? When we look at the Olivet Discourse, Jesus Christ's purpose involves exhorting people to be alert. A lost person is not likely to watch for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Indeed, a lost person may not even believe that Jesus Christ will come again. This tends to tip the weight to the argument that the servant in this parable seems more likely to depict a believer, albeit an unfaithful believer, than an unsaved person. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.